Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to be here to talk to you. Like, I've been following you and I just love your recommendations. And I was telling you before we recorded, you happen to have a spreadsheet that a comprehensive spreadsheet of recommendations if you're in a case of an emergency. So thank you for that.
I love that. In case of an emergency. And she's searchable, which is always nice. Like, she be able to search keywords.
It has covers. Like, it has, like, it's all the information you need. It's in KU, not in KU. Is it worthwhile? Your rating system, which is a unique rating system, but it's we live for it. And how much, you know. So tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then we'll chat about your reading journey. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So my name's Rachel. I have been like an avid reader, like since I was a little girl. Like, I've always loved to read. I always was that kid that had a book in their backpack, like would hustle to get a test done so I could have like free reading time. Like, I lived for March's reading month for anybody that had that. And then, I still have some of my childhood books, but anyways, then like after college, I fell out of reading and was reading like personal development because I felt like that's what you were supposed to be reading. And oh, it just was not the vibes for me. I like just couldn't ever like get through a book. It didn't make me like feel really great about myself, whatever. So I don't remember. There were like a couple of times I would like randomly pick up a book. I remember I read like the After series. I was like, this is a lot. And then one day I was like on my Kindle Fire at the time. And I like I'm going into my reading journey, and that's totally not even what
you're fine.
But I did that because I was so bogged down with like mom life that I totally lost my identity. So I didn't really have an identity outside of being a mom. So anyways, I'm a mom of three. I do full-time social media now. And my husband and I just built a house that we're in now and would not want to build ever again. And I'd like to, you know, like in my free time, if I'm not reading, I like to spend time with my family. I'm really close with my parents, and I'm close with my in-laws as well. So that's kind of like what takes up the bulk of our time.
I love it. But I love the fact that you found reading as a way of self-care and found an identity, and like it has brought so much more. So talk to us about how were you able to get your reading done while managing a household full of babies at a time, you know, of young kids.
Yeah, because it is. And I'm in a really busy season right now. And I feel like reading is something that is constant for being constant for me helps me keep my sanity a little bit. And it just may look different, like season to season of like when I'm reading, I guess, but it saves my sanity because on crazy days, I know that at the end of the day, I will get into bed and at least read one chapter of my book. And some days that's what keeps me going. And other days it's like the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Like, it was already a great day and I get to still end it so great. So some days it's all that I've got to keep me going, and other days it's, you know, just the perfect way to end a day, like I said. And now because like I've got, my son is in school, my toddler is crazy, and I have a baby, I'm really tired by the end of the day. So I don't read as much at night as I used to. I used to read for like 2 hours at night. I'm just too sleepy now. So I read during the day while I feed the baby a bottle. I like either will have my Kindle or I'll just read on my phone. And I'll like find myself doing that more so now, like if I'm waiting in line somewhere, I'll just like pull out my Kindle app. Or I'm big into audiobooks now, which I was a big hater for a long time. But now that lets me like not hate so many mom life things. Like I'll do an audiobook while I'm vacuuming, laundry, driving anywhere, things like that. So there's no rules to reading. And that helps me like just fluctuate like when I'm going to be able to get that in. And it's not a chore like to get it in. I just am like, ooh, I can use this little time to, you know, get some reading done.
It is. I love that you pick pockets of time and you get reading on like your way, you know, it doesn't have to be like one linear way. Like you just have to sit down and read the whole day. Like that's life. Right. That's the way we strive for. The reality is we're just picking a reading like 5-10 minute increments and like here and there and just managing it all. So
yeah,
so let's chat about your rating system because you have a unique rating system. So talk to us, how did you come up with it and what does it mean?
Okay, it's low-key chaotic, but it's funny, people use it, they're like, once they figure out the rating system, they're like, oh, it's like a rite of passage, like I get Rachel now, like I've been a follower for X amount of time, like I get it now. So when I started reading again, this sounds crazy, but I just didn't really even know people rated books. Like I didn't, maybe in the back of my mind I knew about Goodreads, whatever, but I was not a user and I just like didn't know about the star system. So I started just like rating books the way I talk. So if I love something, I was like saying all the time, like, oh my God, I love this like hair mask. It's a 15 out of 10. Like, oh my God, it's way better than, you know, a perfect score. It's beyond. So I started rating my books that way. Because when I was like blown away by something, I would just rate it like I would talk, like the same way. And it kind of just stuck. And so now like to translate it to, I don't want to say layman terms, I'm not insulting anybody, like to know it's like a different language, but anything I rate like a 13 to 15 out of 10 is like a 5-star, like, wow, like you have to read this, like 5-star !! Because there's different ranges, like things that I love, but things that I love, you know, like they're different and I want that to like come across. And then anything I'd say like a 10 to 12 is like in the 4 to 5-star range. Below a 10 is going to be like that 3 to 4-star. And I typically don't finish anything anymore that is like going to be below a 7, which would be like, you know, a 2 to 3, whatever. So I'm pretty good about like, if it's not the vibes for me, I'll just put it down. So you'll see a lot of like higher ratings from me because I have no shame and I'll just put it down if I don't like it.
It is okay. I think there's something to be said about TNFM books that are just no longer in alignment. Like if we're not vibing with it, because it could be not the right time, it could be the not right energy. It can just be like for a variety of reasons. There's nothing wrong with just saying like, you know, not right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And life's too short to read books you're not loving, and everybody's TBR is too long. So if you're not vibing with a book, you have my blessing always to put it down. Even if it's a book I love, I bless you. Put it down.
Yeah. So we're going to chat about Hockey Romance. So what was your experience with Hockey Romance? Like which one did you start reading it? Like, was it something you started reading sports romance, or was it later in life, you know, discovery?
It was definitely one of the first books I read, like getting back into reading. It was Puck Me Secretly by Odette Stone, mm-hmm. which I think I would still like it. I don't know. I read it so many years ago, but I loved that. And then, I don't know, I just kind of like got away from sports romance in general for a while. And then I've read quite a few this winter, and there's so many out, like couple on my TBR. So I just feel like so many of us are in our hockey era and I'm living for it. And like we talked about before we started, I don't know anything about hockey in real life. And that's totally fine with me. I'll keep it in my books. But yeah, I don't know. There's just something about a hockey player in a book.
There's, yeah, pretty much like give me a hockey player of some sort, you know, and give me a little bit of hockey, give me a little of this, and just like, I don't know, I don't know, it just works. Like,
just takes it from here to here, and you can't see that, but I'm raising my arm.
Yeah, like it just takes it to the next level. Like, there's tier ranking of like sports romance, there's like different sports that are a different tier. Hockey is just like all star tier, like
top tier, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's chat some recommendations. So talk to us the first book that you recommend us to read or listen.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Actually, it is coming to audio at some point, but my top hockey recommendation is Iced Out by C.E. Ricky. And it was just so good. What drew me to even pick it up was I was seeing people's edits that had ARCs, advanced reader copies for it. And I was like, this looks so good. And I had not previously read a male-male romance. And so I picked up a different one. My friend recommended to me. And then once it came out, I was like, I ate it up. I thought it was just so good. They both play hockey, so you get like double. It's just so good. It's so spicy. There's lots of hockey in it. And enemies to lovers, which I love. And what else? They're kind of like enemies with benefits. It's just a good time. Love that book. And like I said, it is coming to audio soon.
Yeah. It's coming to audio and you're doing a special edition, right?
I am. I can't wait. Oh, wait till you guys see the cover. It's so good.
So actually talk to us about your book boxes, actually, like to us about that project, you know, like something to look for going back to your account, you know?
Yeah, I kind of do, like, I don't know who I think I am. Definitely not a book box company, but it's fun for me to get to work on a special edition cover of some of my favorite books, like work with an author, work with a cover designer, and you know, like have that available for people. And it's just been like it's totally a pinch me moment. And so after I read Iced Out, I, you know, messaged C.E. Ricky and I was like, what are the chances you'd be willing to do Iced Out with, special edition with me? And she was like, we're on a time crunch, but let's make it happen. So it's happening. It's going to be a quick turnaround and it's so good. She actually lives near me, so she's going to come hand sign them as well. Normally I do book plates because it's just easier that way for the author. Like we don't need to ship all these books around the US, but she lives very, very close to me. So she's going to come over and hand sign them. And yeah, I can't wait. I've like already looked at the mailers I'm going to put them in. So they'll be like color coordinated with the cover. And it was really fun to, I'll kind of like give a little sneak peek of the cover. My friend Emily designed the cover and she has not read the book. So I just kind of told her like some of the vibes or whatever. And I was like, I don't know if you can make this happen, but in the book, one of the things, there's like a little moment and there's socks that one of the boys gives to the other and there's little eggplants on them. And I was like, can you put this on the cover somehow, some way? She's like, yes. And she texted me when she was working on it. She's like, I'm just waiting for a family member to come into my office and see me putting eggplants on a sock and be like, what is wrong with you? And, but it's so cute. It's so fun. I'm like, just so excited to see that come to life and have that on my shelf.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love that you're helping us, you know, get more special editions out there, you know? So,
no, so if they're addicting, I'm addicted. So I'm like fueling my own addiction, really.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to the recommendations. What's your next recommendation?
Next one, I would recommend Consider Me by Becca Mack. It's actually her debut novel and it's so good. It is long, it's chunky, but it reads pretty quick. And he is just like precious. And okay, so Consider Me reads pretty quick. He is totally a golden retriever and he is just obsessed with her. Like he does the most to like win her over and keep her. And it's just absolutely precious. It's NHL. And there is a second book, which I haven't read, but I hear that one's even better. It's so good. Definitely spicy, like 3.5 on spice, and just adorable. Okay, next one. Is Powerless by Alcee Silver. And listen, this one is Friends to Lovers. He's a professional hockey player. I hate Friends to Lovers. Actually, pretty passionately. I hate it. And it is so good. I gave it a 15 out of 10, which is like my top score. And I just ate it up. It's so good. I love Alcee's other books in this series, but it can be read as a standalone. And it is phenomenal. I absolutely love it. I love when she goes to his games. I love there's more to it than just hockey. It's like, but anyways, it's literally the best Friends to Lovers I've ever read.
I agree. I'm not a Friends to Lovers. I told this to Alcee. I was like, I'm not a Friends to Lovers fan. And this was like, took the cake. It had mutual pining. It had mutual crush. They had a road trip. They had like this idea. I was like, I had to ask Alcee. It was like, how long was this road trip? And it's 12 hours.
Oh my God. That's so funny. And I think that's probably part of why I like this Friends to Lovers is because they are secretly pining for each other for a while. And other times in Friends to Lovers, they're just like, they almost just like wake up one day and they're like, oh, I think I love him. Like, I think that's what I don't like, but I like that they were secretly pining for a long time.
Yeah.
So that and took it to the next level.
Took it to the next level. It was just like chef's kiss. So I agree.
So good.
All right. Then the next one is Offsides or...
Yes, next two are on my TBR, but I've heard nothing but good things. Offside by Avery Keelan. And I don't even know the tropes of that one besides that it's definitely hockey. And Mile High by Liz Tomford. That one I have seen people post like Kindle quotes and it's gave me like all the way together. So that one is definitely, they're both super high on my TBR and both of them are thick too. I don't know what it is about hockey books like being thicker, but I don't hate it at all.
Yeah, they're a little thicker. I am still reading Mile High. I love the whole trope of flight attendant hockey player. And there's like, there's something to be said with like, they have force proximity, but they only see each other at certain times.
Yes.
And she but gives
them that anticipation, I bet. Yeah. Right. Like they're going to see each other. Oh, I love it.
And she gives him attitude. He's like an asshole. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to take this from you. So good.
Give it to me. Yes. Grabby hands. Yes. That sounds exactly what I would love.
Awesome. Rachel, tell us where we can find you online. Tell us about your blog, your Instagram, TikTok, and all the fun stuff.
Okay. So any socials. So like if anybody uses Facebook, I guess my Instagram stuff does get pushed there, but Instagram, TikTok are my primary socials, Fit Teacher Rachel, no spaces. And then I do have a blog as well, rachelbaldwin.com, where I have like, if I have like a book box coming out, it'll be on there. I do like different like Trope Tuesdays once a month and like different like book blog things as well as like mom life and stuff on the blog. So it's kind of like a longer version of what's on my Instagram and TikTok.
I love this. And your spreadsheet is available on your link in the bio. So.
Yes.
So thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.